In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know that sometimes as we develop sermons and preach sermons, one of the tricks, if you will, to get people to follow along is to kind of develop it and let people figure out where the sermon's going. But this morning, I would like to begin by saying, I'm going to tell you exactly where the sermon's going, which is, I want to explain one major difference between Orthodox Christians and some other types of Christians, and do that as a way for us to understand ourselves better, but also for us to understand other Christians a little bit, and perhaps for them to understand us as well. And it has to do with how we Orthodox feel about the saints, and especially the saints above all saints, which would be, of course, the Panagia, whose name day is tomorrow. And so I begin the official part of the sermon, if you will, by referring to St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, an excerpt from this morning's epistle reading. Brethren, I appeal to you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree that there be no dissensions among you, and that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment. And it is with this spirit that there not be dissensions among Christians that this sermon is being preached, and maybe, God willing, one day we will be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Now, as a little bit of a review, we talked some time back, and we continue to talk about this because it's an important theme, about this inherent longing that each human being has for God. It is built inside of every human being, and when we find ourselves behaving in compulsive behavior, when we find ourselves being attracted to things in an unhealthy way, that is really the cause of this passionate feeling for God within us being misdirected. And this is something that many, many ancient writers have talked about, but I even understand some modern writers who are not Orthodox are writing about this as well, and it's true. So every time you and I have a passionate desire for something that's wrong, quite frankly, we need to take that passionate desire and redirect it towards God. And the moral of the story, if you will, the kernel of this message is that every human being has a passionate desire for God built inside of him or inside of her. Fact, and it should not surprise us, obviously, since not only did God make us, but he made us in his image and likeness, as we read in the very beginning of the Bible. Well, this morning I would like to propose that there is another longing within us. And I, quite frankly, have never read this anywhere, but I've just been thinking about it a lot, and it makes sense to me, and I hope it will make sense to you. And I think that there is a longing inside of every human being for something that, even though it sounds a bit, maybe a bit quiche, or just a bit hokey, but a longing inside of us for holy friends. I think that we have that within us. And I think it's because we realize that the soul lives beyond this earthly existence. We are united with everyone in Christ, everyone who is part of the so-called church militant here on earth, the church triumphant in heaven. And so since we know that we remain united between this life and the life after this, those of us who are partially in the kingdom, with those who are fully in the kingdom. Since we know we are united with these people, we have a longing to be with them. And I would say that our love for the saints is based on not only our experience of having them intercede for us, our experience of having this occasionally radical and profound contact with them, but it's also this longing that we have for our so-called holy friends. The Panagia, again, as the saint above all saints, really, really gives us a good look into that because so many people, literally every parish I've ever served, I have encountered people who have had a vision of the Panagia. It is something that happens with some frequency to holy people. And this love that we have for her, again, is rooted in that experience, but also rooted in this desire of ours to communicate with people who are fully in the kingdom, this longing within us for this thing that I call our holy friends, as hokey as that might sound. And here is why this is important for understanding other Christian traditions. Because there are Christian traditions that diminish or completely devalue the veneration of saints, completely or diminish the veneration of the Panagia. But, and that happened for historical reasons. You can go back and read your church history and understand why that happened when these churches separated from the Roman Catholic Church. But even if we have a church, we construct a church where there are no saints that are honored, the Panagia is not honored, we can't take away from ourselves on the inside this longing for holy friends. It is built within us. I feel very certain, just as our longing for God himself is built within us. And so there has to be some sort of a satisfaction for my longing for a holy friend. And this is why I think that in many Christian traditions we see Jesus, who is a personal God, but also the God who is beyond knowledge and the creator of the universe, we see Jesus reduced sometimes to something almost less than God. I was joking with someone recently about the t-shirt that I had seen years ago that said, "Jesus is my homeboy." And we won't be selling any of those t-shirts here in the near future, but it's indicative of this longing that we have for a holy friend. We want someone who is fully in the kingdom to be with us, to be our pal, to be our buddy. And if the saints are taken away, then the only person that can be our buddy, if you will, is Jesus. And while I certainly believe, have experienced, preach, and encourage people to follow this knowable personal God, Jesus is not my homeboy. He is my Savior. He is someone, yes, that I know personally, but he is God himself. And so there is a problem then within practice Christianity in the world today, especially here in America, where we get to see so many different expressions of Christianity side by side. We will have people that say, "What's wrong with you Orthodox? You worship the saints, you worship Mary." And we say, "No, we don't. We venerate them. We love them. We know them as our friends." But the problem is really then, churches that would criticize us for that, the problem is then they run the danger, if you will, of diminishing some of Jesus' divinity. And that's why the veneration of saints protects all of this, right? It satisfies our need for holy friends. But it protects that divinity of the knowable personal God who does love us, whom we do encounter not only on a corporate level here in church, but we do encounter very personally. Every time we receive communion, we encounter in our prayers. And I don't want to belabor this point, because this is one of those sermons you might need to think about, and then you can tell me I agree with it, don't understand it, I think you're wrong, but I think it's an important theme, for me it helps really get my head around this whole misunderstanding that exists in much of Christianity today. And again, it is rooted in the fact that you and I think, have this longing to be with those in the kingdom. We have a longing, if you will, for holy friends. And these holy friends are not only knowable through our prayers, but they answer our prayers as they intercede for us with the Lord himself. We have this longing. And anytime we decide to diminish the role of the saints, to diminish the role of the Panagia in the church, we leave a vacuum. And that vacuum has to be filled somehow. And this is why we see many Christians who seemingly have reduced Jesus to their best friend. It is a natural consequence. So there are just direct implications for us, in particular as we think about this being August 14th and tomorrow being the major feast of the Panagia during the year, her falling asleep. There are direct implications. Our love of the saints is natural. It's natural because it is based on our experience of them, but it's natural also because you and I have a longing for communion, if you will, with people who are fully in the kingdom. Our love of the saints, our veneration of the saints, our veneration of the Panagia is not only something that is part of historical Christianity, but in today's expression of Christianity, that love really protects the divinity of Jesus, because I can have the saints as my friends while still following a knowable personal God, and I never, ever, ever am then going to reduce my knowable personal God to my friend. I have other friends, and they are the saints. This thought of mine this morning for you to consider, I hope and pray, not only helps us to understand other Christians better, but in a healthy way, it should make us proud to be able to call ourselves Orthodox Christians. And I hope also it might even incentivize us to share our orthodoxy with other people, especially other Christians, and to explain to them why it is so important that we follow this 2,000-year-old tradition of ours. See, the truth is this. We all need Jesus. That is a fact. But also, we all need our holy friends.